So that was Amrutha on the air, and she's learning the board. How's it feeling so far? I put her on the, you're actually on the other microphone. So that was the Cranberries, and then that was, sorry, playing with the music here. Cranberries with Zombie, No Need to Argue, and I think it's Leaky Lee or Likey Lee, Time in a Bottle. It's new. That just came out. So an old Jim Croce song sung by a woman. So what are you thinking so far here?
It's fun. You feel kind of in control.
Oh, it's nice. There's like lots of buttons.
There's lots of buttons.
Levers. And
yeah, I love the buttons.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm going to continue with some more music. And Amrutha is going to look up some more songs that she's going to play. We have one more hour. Again, this is Kirsten and Amrutha sitting in on Something About the Women. We are on 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And this is where we get to play music by women, all genres. And so here we go.
Come here, tell us everything, a pillow. chest and a blood pressure. Plastic cup to piss in. Now you have to take your clothes off. I had to show my body again. I'm not at home. If you don't stop and turn around, diggy pick me cause there's no one else around. Hold up another round. I'm a victim cause you wanna drag me down. Stop, turn around. Do I realize it's happening right now? Hold up another round. I'm a victim cause there's no one else around. If you don't stop and turn around, diggy pick me cause there's no one else around. Hold up another round. I'm a victim cause you wanna drag me down.
So I realized that I've been rather remiss in mentioning the background music that I've been playing today. And this is a piece by Agnes Obel, Mary. It's instrumental. There's also a version with lyrics. And so it's just our background music on this lovely, sunny, beautiful day. So that set started with Rapin by Jenny Wilson. And after that was First Aid Kit, You Are the Problem Here. Title song, well, it's a single. They're both singles. And I was able to hear First Aid Kit perform that live at House of Blues. So just kudos to those strong musicians who are singing about topics that we need to talk more about. And I was a little slow on maybe canceling out some words that were not supposed to be on air, but my co-DJ here, Amruth, had a great idea that, oh, well, what if you sing along with this song? I was like, oh, yeah, then that might make it a little bit more easy to have those nimble fingers. So I love it when the teacher becomes a student and the student becomes a teacher. How's that? So thank you, Amrutha, for that suggestion, because I think that that is one way of developing those nimble fingers. And that was followed by Brave by Sarah Bareilles. And yeah, Amrutha was singing along with Brave. So I love Sarah Bareilles. And Amrutha, do you know that the musical Waitress is coming to Boston?
No.
That's her musical.
Her musical Waitress?
Yeah. She performed it on Broadway. You know,
maybe? She's on Broadway?
Well, she was with Waitress, and now it's coming to Boston. And you know what? I think it started out in Harvard Square at the ART, kind of a pre-Broadway production, and then went to Broadway, which has happened a few times. Pippin did that too. But I am so excited for Waitress to come this direction. I actually haven't gotten tickets yet. I should probably do that.
Yeah. When is it?
I think in March.
Okay. Wow.
Soon.
So it's very close.
It'll be Irish mint ice cream and Waitress. It's going to be a fun March.
Coffee Oreo ice cream.
Coffee Oreo. So, yeah. So, Waitress it is. So, yes, this is Agnes Obel in the background. And I will continue with a little bit of country. And then around 12:30, Amrutha is going to add some more music from her playlist. So, a couple more songs with me, and then we'll get her back in the squeaky chair playing some music that she's come up with.
Rolling, honey, thick as fog. Shuffle me up like a catalog. Lay down the law in your French home. Dance in the bramble with the morning light. Holler across the holler till you hear it right. Long red deadlines, setting suns on time. Can you feel it? Can you feel it in your bones? Smoke like a dragon from the hosiery where my daddy's mama worked since she was 17. Ever had saltines courting the rain. Picture of a wedding gown hidden in the attic with a plastic crown, like a lost and found of a small ghost town. Can you feel it? Feel it when your lashes tear. past a boundary. Run your sweet hands through Stony Creek. Now a cherry cheese. Are you listening? Can you feel it?
Down. Imagine me, a dog, moving in with a human. I didn't know how it would work. Turns out, my human's pretty entertaining. For instance, every time I give my human his ball, he throws it as far as he can. And I'm like, dude, that's your ball. So I go get it, but he just throws it. Again. I gotta say though, the more he does it, the funnier it is. I love my human.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Okay, so that last set had some H.C. McIntyre, Raina Gellert, and Sarah Watkins. And I will tell you what I played, but I would like to take a step back and just a shout out to my friend Meg, who's listening. And yes, Dolores O'Riordan was really sad to hear of her recent death. I feel like I'm going back and listening to a lot of the Cranberries. She was such a talented musician and started out so young. And I'm very sad for all of our collective loss and any suffering that she had. So I have been playing the Cranberries quite a bit on my shows lately. And then I remembered after the fact that I threatened to share what information I found about Emily Dickinson that I didn't know. So she was born in December of 1830 and died May of 1886. So she was 56 when she died, which doesn't feel very old to me. She was born locally in Amherst, Massachusetts. She briefly attended Mount Holyoke Female Seminary. And then she returned back home. She really lived much of her life as a recluse in reclusive isolation. How's that? And developed a noted penchant for white clothing. Clearly I'm reading something. It's not a word I use very often. So she wore a lot of white clothing and she was known for that. She also became known for her isolation, and she would connect with people through written word, but she didn't really socialize a lot. She never married, and her friendships were mainly by correspondence. So although her friends and acquaintances were aware of her writing, it really wasn't until after her death that her work was published. And that circles back to Miriam's work and the purpose of her work talking about how Dickinson's poems came to be published, because it was through the efforts of her younger sister, Lavinia, and also a family friend, Mabel Loomis Todd, and they put their efforts together. They edited her content and saw that her work got published. Many of her poems dealt with the themes of death and immortality, and they were also two themes that were recurrent in her letters to her friends and her correspondence. So I found that all very interesting, and just that she was from Amherst and one of our local people. Okay, so back to what I had played. I played by H.C. McIntyre, Quartz in the Valley, from the album Lionheart. Raina Gellert, Workin's Too Hard, from the album Workin's Too Hard. Yeah, I might be applying for a new job, so I think that's why I threw that in. And then Sarah Watkins, Like New Year's Day, from Young and All the Wrong Ways, a CD that I really, really enjoy. We are going to get into Amrutha's list here. So we're going to start out with Hey Stephen. Is it Hey Stephen or is it Hey Stephen?
Hey Stephen.
Hey Stephen. Okay. Hey Stephen.
Myself. you every day. I know we both made some mistakes, and I can still taste your lips and your hands on my hips, tracing my skin with your fingers.
chase.
I'm on a North American ride. North American ride.
So that was Hey Steven by Taylor Swift, Sincerely Yours by Sophie Myers, and then the last one was North American Ride by Mallory Merk. Just to explain myself for the Taylor Swift one, I've been in a little bit of a old Taylor Swift phase, and so yeah, I felt like it was something I needed to play this morning. And now we will go into the last set. I assume, yeah, the last set. Enjoy.
CD 2, press power, and then the volume. And then press it.
On a line for when that's fast enough, or a breeze that's cool enough. Well, if you're gonna love me, baby, I'm ready. Hit the gas, steady, the road is smooth enough. There ain't no curves or bluffs. Well, if you think you wanna play the devil with me, let me show you how I can be the one who's strong enough, the one who's wise enough. Well, if you let me, honey, I could set you free. Love's blooming, won't you pick on me? Waited long enough, and you've been lonely enough. But if you
all the better, all they say, could have had. And so the stories were told. Poncho, I need your prayers, it's true. But save a few for Lefty too. He only did what he had to do. And now he's growing old.
Sorry there, Emma Lou. We're going to talk a little bit over you. Amrutha, thank you so much for coming in and being a new DJ.
Thank you for having me.
So we'll know to look for you. And we don't know your time yet, but you will have a time soon. And it's been a pleasure having you here. So excited to have some new DJs on board. Okay. And then, as I mentioned, I'm going to end with one more of Miriam Rakin Kolb's songs from I Dwell in Possibility. And then Brian Young is here, Crash Course for the Ravers. Is Marie Michelle with you?
No, not today.
Oh, so he's flying solo. So we're going to finish with, again, Miriam is a local composer. This is a musical that she has been working on. It is her fourth one. And we'll take it from there. And then it's Crash Course for the Ravers, and we'll rock on for 3 hours. Woo!
I tie my hat, I crease my shawl, life's little duties do precisely as the very least were infinite to me. I put new blossoms in the glass and throw the old away. I push a petal from my gown that anchored there I weigh. The time 'twill be till 6 o'clock, I have so much to do. And yet existence some way back stops struck my ticking through. Therefore we do life's labor, though life's reward be done with scrupulous exactness to hold our senses on. With scrupulous exactness our senses are.